We welcome all of our summer visitors who are here with us today to celebrate the Mass. Our first reading comes from Zechariah, and it's a pretty intriguing prophecy. And it comes hundreds of years before the time of Christ, and it's a prediction about the future Messiah. And it says that they will look upon him whom they have pierced and grieve over him as for an only son. And on that day, a fountain will be opened to purify from sin and uncleanness. It's kind of a mysterious prophecy. I'm sure people would ask, who does this refer to? Who is the one that this is talking about? But it makes perfect sense hundreds of years later in the light of Jesus Christ, because he's the only Son of God. He's the firstborn son that the prophecy talks about. He offers up his life on the cross, and after he dies, a spear pierces his side, and blood and water flows out. And that's the fountain that Zechariah is predicting, the fountain of blood and water which purifies us from sin and gives us life. That's the source, the font of the sacraments. The power of all the sacraments comes from the side of Christ after he died on the cross. And so this gives us some insight into what the true mission of the Messiah is. And this is what Jesus Christ is trying to teach his apostles. And his closest followers really didn't understand who he was and why he had come into the world. And so Christ is trying to teach him this and to help them understand what it really means to be the Messiah. He didn't come to make them powerful or to liberate them from the Romans. He didn't come to make them rich or to heal every sickness and disease on earth. And if we look at what Christ says, he never says he'll do any of that. He never says he'll make us rich. He never says he'll solve all of our problems. He never says he'll liberate us from foreign oppressors. He knew what his mission was. And his mission was to open up the path for us for eternal life. A lot of times, I think people in the United States come to church and they're seeking a lot of the wrong things. There's the prosperity gospel. Some people are told that they'll become rich if they become followers of Christ. And that's what they seek. Well, you're not going to find that here. You're not going to get that. You may have to give some more money in donations, but you may not get rich. Our sicknesses and all of our diseases aren't going to be healed. We're not going to be entertained every Sunday when we come to Mass. People have all these different ideas as to why they come to church, and they're going to be disappointed, because what Jesus Christ offers us is one thing. He offers us that one day we can stand before the throne of God with a pure conscience, with our sins forgiven. If that's what we desire, then we'll find what we desire in the church. If we desire forgiveness for sins, if we desire our souls to be purified, then our hope rests in Jesus Christ and his church. And that hope will be fulfilled. So Christ knew what his mission was as the Messiah. And it's important for each one of us as disciples of Jesus Christ to be clear about what Christ does promise us and some of the false things that he doesn't promise us. We also celebrate Father's Day this weekend, so happy Father's Day to all of our fathers and grandfathers who are here with us today. And I think it's important for fathers to understand, like Christ did, what their mission is here on earth. Jesus Christ understood his mission very clearly. And I think we have a crisis in our society of fathers who don't really understand what it means to be true spiritual fathers. There's a lot of fathers who have physically abandoned their families. They have kids and then they're gone. They don't stay and fulfill the requirements of fatherhood. And their children grow up without their fathers. And there's a lot of fathers who are emotionally separated from their family. They might be there physically, but emotionally they're withdrawn and they don't provide the family with the emotional support that the family needs. When it comes to religion, a lot of fathers will steer away from religion. Religious practice is a lot higher among women in our country than it is among men. I think a lot of fathers prefer to focus on sports or to sit down and watch TV, and they become complacent in their responsibility as spiritual fathers. And so I think it's important for us to recover what a true father is, for our fathers to understand what their mission is. Christ came into the world to redeem us and to offer us forgiveness for sins. He knew what his mission was, and he died to accomplish it. And it's the mission of every father to lead their family to that font of mercy, to that fountain, to lead their family to Jesus Christ. What more important thing is there for a father to do than to lead his family to salvation? And so we need fathers who can lead by first being disciples of Jesus Christ themselves, by loving and serving Jesus Christ, so they can lead their families to Jesus Christ, the font of mercy. We need fathers who are absolutely faithful to the Catholic Church. It's easy to sit there and criticize and to abandon or be cynical against the church. We can always find reasons to do that. But it's a lot harder to be faithful in good times and in bad. And so we need fathers who are faithful to the church and who are absolutely dedicated to the church's moral teachings. We need fathers who are willing to step up and lead their families in prayer. Whether it's the rosary at night before they go to bed or leading the prayers before meals. And we need fathers who are very attentive to the moral and religious formation of their children. Fathers who are paying attention to what virtues and vices are being developed in their children. And who are attempting to raise their children, their sons and daughters, so that they are young men and women of integrity. That they are faithful. That they are courageous. That they exemplify the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. We need men to step up and fulfill their roles as spiritual fathers. And so we pray on this Father's Day weekend, and as we look at Jesus Christ, his knowledge of what his mission was, we pray that fathers can also understand their important responsibility as Christian fathers, and that they might have the strength and the grace to be the best of fathers for their wives and for their children.